Epic Music Discussion with Sean and Friends. For our first episode on the Epic Music Discussion with Sean and Friends, we will be discussing music. I am your co-host today. My name is David Bowie, but not really, because my real name is too embarrassing to give to the public.
You're not supposed to say that. You complete and utter failure. My apologies, you generous listeners. My name is Peter Griffner, and my associate's name is not David Bowie. Yes, his real name is not David Bowie. Anyways, we must now begin our epic music discussion. Here is your actual host, Sean Bilger, with riveting commentary and advice for your music needs.
Hello. My name is Sean Bilger, but you literally just heard that, so this past 10 seconds has been a complete waste of your time. Anyways, now to discuss music. This is a C note. This is a D note. This is an E note. This is an F note. G. A. B. Upper C. That's a C higher in octave. Now we must get into the sharps and flats. Here is C sharp. Here is E flat. This is F sharp. This is A flat. This is B flat. That is all. You now know the notes. Now spend 20 months of your life memorizing it all, and you might actually be able to play a song. This has been Epic Music Discussion with Sean and Friends. Hope you have a musical day.
What kind of a musical lesson was that? I learned absolutely nothing about music. Wait, hold on for about 30 seconds. Ah yes, that was Take 5 by Dave Brubeck. It is known for being associated with a certain genre of music known as jazz. This resonates with our host as his favorite genre of music is jazz, leading to the conclusion that he loves the song you have just heard for only 30 seconds.
Hello, not David Bowie quit for some reason, so I am the new co-host of our show. My name is not John Lennon, so the listeners want to know more about jazz, I see. Jazz is a very calm, smooth, and soothing alternative to heavy metal. You can conclude this because jazz is actually nice to listen to, unlike heavy metal. It consists of what we epic musicians call the swing. The swing is a very cool and interesting way to play music. Unfortunately, due to restrictions with computer speech software, I am not able to demonstrate. Here once again is the host, Sean Bilger, with a jazz demonstration.
Yes. Thank you. Very cool. Not David Bowie. Ha ha ha. Your name is not David Bowie. Ha. Huh. Funny. Anyways, here is... Anyways, this is normal music. I'm about to compare normal music with jazz music. This is normal music. Yes, that sounded a lot like normal music. Now, here is what we musicians call jazz music. That is not jazz music. I need to get my focus together. That was not jazz music. This is jazz music.
Yes, that was very epic. Notice the vastly different feel between normal music and jazz music. Now, once you've written a 200-page essay on the theory of jazz, that concludes our episode on our epic podcast show. This has been Epic Music Discussion with Sean and Friends. If you listened very carefully, you might have noticed a small error on the host's part in terms of names. Anyways, tune in for the next episode on Why Modern Hip Hop Has Gone to Absolute